kick ass. Whoa, that's kick ass. Make your life better? This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
Well, top of the morning to you, and welcome to the 600-second Kick-Ass Life Show, designed to put a little smile on your face, a little spring into your step, and allow me to give you a little boot in the body. That's right, a little kick in the rump, or as I like to call it, a little kick in the arse. That's right, but we always start with a few fun facts, and it's Monday morning. Wakey, wakey, everybody. Do you realise a man named Charles Osborne had to hiccups for 69 years? That would be terrible, wouldn't it? And owls are the only birds that can see the colour blue. Can you imagine the owl or a seagull going to the optician? Okay, put your wing over your left eye and tell me what colour you can see. How do they know what colour a bird can see? Come on. And slugs have four noses. Hachoo! 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 That would be terrible. The only worst thing about hiccups for 69 years would be sneezing for 69 years, because you can't keep your eyes open when you sneeze. Queen Elizabeth I regarded herself as a paragon of cleanliness. She declared that she bathed once every 3 months, whether she needed it or not. Oh, those English girls. So sparkly clean. And the longest recorded flight of a chicken is 13 seconds. The world's oldest piece of chewing gum came from, I think it must have been King Tut. Yes, that's right, Tutankhamun or someone like that, because it's 9,000 years old. Can you imagine that bed, you know, or under the table? You know, when you put your fingers under the table and your fingers stick into that gum. And it's 9,000 years old. But, you know, today's all about gratitude, because in Canada, not like you people in America or the rest of the world, but this last weekend was Thanksgiving. So it's all about gratitudes. And I want to share a few things with you. Do you realize that people who keep gratitude journals on a weekly basis have been found to exercise more regularly, have fewer physical symptoms, feel better about their lives as a whole, feel more optimistic about their upcoming week as compared to those who keep journals recording stresses or neutral events of their lives? Daily discussions of gratitude results in higher reported levels of alertness, enthusiasm, determination, attentiveness, energy, sleep, duration and quality. Grateful people also report lower levels of depression and stress, although they do not deny or ignore the negative aspects of their life. And people who think about, talk about, or write about gratitude daily are more likely to report having helped someone with a personal problem or offered emotional support to another person. Those with a disposition towards gratitude are found to place less importance on material goods, are less likely to judge their own or other success in terms of possession accumulation, are less envious of wealthy people, and are more likely to share their possessions with others. And emerging research suggests that daily gratitude practices may have some preventative benefits in warding off heart disease. Can you believe it? All those things just by being a little tiny bit grateful. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, you got to be honest with me. That is pretty awesome. So you know what time it is?
Wait a minute.
We just want to give gratitude. Yeah. Got plenty of love we want to give you. Yeah. Do good music we're trying to say. Yeah, yeah.
Don't forget, if you want to find out about the songs that we play, you can just go to our show notes and just look at the number of the show, which is, I think, 219? I can't believe that. Can it really be that many? thekickasslife.com/219, I believe it is. And you will find the show notes with comprehensive notes about everything we talk about and the links to the songs or the research I read, whatever it is, it's good stuff. Go find it. Anyway, so today's all about gratitude, you know, because Thanksgiving, we had a great dinner last night. Calvin, my eldest son, 15, invited his good friend, Gabby. It's great, you know, they're teenagers. She's a year older, I believe, and they're like best friends. Listening to them rib each other, because Calvin speaks Swedish, his mom's Swedish, and she speaks Norwegian, because she grew up there. So they're like best rivals, and just great watching how good their friendship is, as you know, just as friends. That's it. Who said boys and girls can't be friends? And Ben had his good friend Robbie over, who we have over sleeping over a lot. He's a great kid. And then we invited Pam, my ex, and Mike and Donna, their two little kids, 6 and 8, Sierra and Michaela, and of course Jen and I. You know, and so there's like, you know, there's the 5 adults, there's the 6 kids. And one thing we do after every meal is, in all of our meals actually, but last night was especially special because, you know, there was kids who'd never done it before. Abby had never been to our home before. Anyway, so, you know, we shared 2 things we're grateful for. One thing we were good at today, and one thing that we are looking forward to. And so if I look at that right now for me as a sort of something I should do right now, what am I grateful for? Well, I'm grateful that my ex-wife and my fiance have such a great relationship. It makes life so much more fun. We're spending Christmas together this year, Thanksgiving, and it's like one big family. They're great friends, and it just makes a wonderful time. Another thing I'm grateful for is that, you know, that we do a lot of fun things as a family. You know, we celebrate special events. We have a lot of breaking of bread. We actually invited about another 9 different people to come, but most were out of town with their own families. But just the fact that we can do that and have these big gatherings at our home, you know, have fun. We played apples to apples afterwards. You haven't played that game. It's a doozy. It's a goodie. One thing I was good at today was organizing everything for my new company, as it's about to explode, and organizing my business manager, and you know, just I've harnessed a lot of talent to help us take this, the Kick-Ass Life, to the next level. And one thing I was good at today, one thing I'm looking forward to is to get on that plane tomorrow to Australia. I enjoy my month every year in Australia. It is awesome. So with that being said, you know, it's that time. I think it's that time. Another song. Here we go. Ooh, now it's that gratitude. Gratitudes. I tell you, if you're having a crappy week, think about what you're grateful for. Shit going on, think about what you're grateful for. After every meal, do gratitudes. When you wake up in the morning, the first thing you think about is gratitudes. Your life will be better. I'll read you a little poem. It's called Dare to Be. When a new day begins, dare to smile gratefully. When there is darkness, dare to be the first to shine a light. Where there is injustice, dare to be the first to condemn it. When something seems difficult, dare to do it anyway. When life seems to beat you down, dare to fight back. When there seems to be no hope, dare to find some. When you're feeling tired, dare to keep going. When times are tough, dare to be tougher. When love hurts you, dare to love again. When someone is hurting, dare to help them heal. When another is lost, dare to help them find their way. When a friend falls, dare to be the first to extend a hand. When you cross paths with another, dare to make them smile. When you feel great, dare to help someone else feel great too. When the day has ended, dare to feel as you've done your best. Dare to be the best you can be at all times. Dare to be. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. The show is all about gratitude. And again, you know, like I've spoken to you about before, you know, a gratitude journal, if you really want to be happier, we know that if you look back after your last 24 hours and you just relive one of the highlight experiences in the last, even if you had the crappiest time, All you got to do is relive something that was the most important, the most powerful, the most positive. Be grateful for it. Just rewrite the whole thing. Relive it one more time and you will become happier. Gratitude's where it's at. It really, it shifts the, or sifts the the wheat from the chaff. It really is. It's so simple. Wake up, be grateful. I mean, I always like to wiggle my finger in front of my nose and I look at it going up and down and think, how lucky am I? I've got a hand, I've got a finger, I can think a thought, this sucker moves. And you know what? That's a miracle. That really is. Here we go.
All my impurities and insecurities, 'cause I know it's God just perfecting me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
So, quick question for you. Imagine this thought. Walk as if you're kissing the earth with your feet. How important would life be? Walk as if you're kissing the earth with your feet. Or Oprah Winfrey, she says, true forgiveness is when you can say, thank you for that experience. Doesn't matter what's going on. So gratitude's where it's at. This Monday morning, what about this week? You make this the most grateful-filled, gratitude-filled, however you want to say it, weeks of your life. Because I promise you, that's where it's all at. And you know what? It's so simple. It's such a simple thing to do, and it's just a simple way to pull yourself to another level. So with that being said, we're almost there, ladies and gentlemen. It's time. It's time for us to lock this sucker down. But one more song before we go. And remember, thank you for your review on your reviews on iTunes. Thank you so much. For those of you who want to come to Belize, let me know. It's filling up fast. So if you're going to come to Belize and hang out for a kick-ass life adventure, get hold of me on Facebook. You know, if you want to, just want to get really involved, just leave some comments on Facebook. Get involved. Share what's going on. Share what you want. How do you want the show to mature? It's your show. Remember that. And, you know, this whole thing is about a movement. It's about a community of people that really have the belief that kick-ass life is everyone's birthright. Everyone. It doesn't matter all your background. It doesn't matter your ethnicity. It doesn't matter your confidence level. It doesn't matter your education. Everyone deserves a kick-ass life. And the whole philosophy of the kick-ass life is truly to empower you to link arms with like-minded people and take a step in the direction of your dreams and goals. So here we go. We'll definitely see you on the other side.